There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Yeah, that would be a great idea. And don't do it. I mean, don't call up and say, look, can we talk about infidelity and restoring trust when I have like 30 seconds left to do? I could just say, get over it and move on. But that's not really a very helpful response. It'll fit the time frame, but not really what you need. So give me enough time to give you what you need.
In other words, Dre, now is a really good time if you want to call and talk about that.
Manny is absolutely right. Well, I think that's the definition of ambivalence. I'm going to call her because I have a problem. But I'm not going to give her any time to actually answer the question because I don't actually have to be on the air. And then, you know, and so it's one of those things that it's kind of like getting your nerve up to say to somebody, do you want to go out sometime? That's not the thing to do because even if they say yes, you still don't have a date. So, and that's kind of, I think, calling me up with 1 minute to say, could we talk about infidelity and restoring trust and moving on with a minute is like saying, could we go out sometime? Yeah. Now what? I mean, right? And I know you think if we say, well, what about Wednesday? And they say, well, I'm busy on Wednesday. Then where are you? But at least you can sort of narrow it down and say, well, if not Wednesday, would you like to pick a day? And if they say no, then you know to kind of, you're done. But if they say, well, what about a week from Wednesday? Then you got a date. No Confederate flags or guns at the prom. I mean, what were they thinking? They weren't thinking. They were being kids. But the problem about being kids and the internet is that once you're not a kid anymore, you're still going to be haunted by that.
It's like that old saying where I've heard a couple people say this to me before, where it's like there's no point in trying to figure out what they were thinking because they weren't.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I mean, they're kids. Yeah. But it used to be that if you did really stupid things like this, that maybe your mother would take a picture and she would show it to a boyfriend down the road or something. But, I mean, this is going to be employers routinely check Facebook pages. I mean, it's just part of how people sort of keep track of one another anymore, and it's become, you know, everybody worries about NSA, but I mean, these kids are going to have their futures impacted by something that's stupid. And one of the kids is already sort of apologizing, and because they're under their minors, their faces are blocked out, but it's not that hard to figure it out. I'm sure if you know them, you figure out who they are, and they're going to be on their Facebook page.
Yeah, I mean, there's somebody on Twitter that's seeing the picture and be like, oh, yeah, I know who that is.
Well, I actually had a producer who worked for me who was very upset because he was at a party, and I think he'd had too much to drink. But he was at a party, and somebody else took his picture and put it on their Facebook page. So he was very well aware, because he worked with me, that Facebook pages were really highly suspect and really dangerous on some level. And he was really upset because it wasn't his Facebook page, but it was somebody else's, and he was identified. His friend said, oh, here's... And he said, is there anything I can do about it? And I said, I have no idea. You can ask him to take it down. Legally, I don't know. But it's going to become more and more of an issue. And it wasn't even his... I mean, like, what we're talking about on a much more profound level with cops these days, of wearing body cameras. So, you know, the idea of being able to do things and privately, the whole issue of privacy has changed hugely, hugely. And we all should, you know, we need to be aware of it. And on the one hand, maybe we'll all behave better. Ann, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hello.
Hi, Ann.
Dr. Joy, this is a concern that I've had for quite some time about our adult daughter.
Okay.
And it's coming to a head. We've moved out of state, but in her youth, we moved out of state. And now my husband and I have an opportunity to return to our home state. And she is vacillating about whether or not she wants to return. And core to our returning is our grandchildren. We have three grandchildren, and she dearly loves those kids. But she's starting to turn on them, these little kids, it seems to me. And here's how I came to that idea. Our two little granddaughters have a dance review coming up, and there is nothing on our adult daughter's calendar. She has no job. She is going to this. I don't think it's really a very highly regarded college. It's a business school. Well, our daughter claims that she can't attend the children's dance review because she has a meeting about her coursework at this school. We've never seen any documentation that she's even going to this school, but we're just going to have to assume that she's telling us the truth there. Anyway, she's claiming she has a meeting she cannot get out of, and she is going to have to miss the girls' dance review. And to me, that seems like an act of malice against them, or maybe against herself. I just don't know what to think.
All right, well, let me walk you through this a little bit. How old are the girls?
The girls are 7 and 5.
Okay. How often do they have dance recitals?
Once a year.
Okay. How far in advance was the information about the dance recital put out?
Well, we had known about it since Easter. So we had known about it since early April, and our daughter was going along, and then the other day our daughter-in-law emailed and said she needs to get tickets, and that's when our daughter said, no, I have to be at this meeting for my school.
Well, but so, I mean, look, let's give your daughter the benefit of the doubt. Let's assume that this is true. And I think you sort of deciding that the school that she's at isn't a good school is not profitable, whether that's true or not true. Are you paying for the school?
No. We bailed on any tuition for her some time ago because she was really sporadic with her schoolwork. So
okay.
We said it on your dime.
Okay. And how old is your daughter?
28.
Is there a dad involved in all this or not?
My husband, you mean? Absolutely.
No. Your daughter's. Was your daughter ever married?
No, my daughter was never married. She recently had a bad breakup, but she was never married.
Are the kids from the same guy or different guys?
Oh, no. Maybe you're misunderstanding me. The kids are our son's kids. They're the ones
okay.
that live in the
All right. So
the,
wait a minute. So this is not her. Your daughter,
she
these
is,
are her nieces.
Is, yes, exactly.
Oh, Ann, back
is,
off. Ann, back off. No. First of all, they're nieces. I mean, and they're 5 and 7, and you're going to be there. Their mom and dad are going to be there. No. I thought this was that your daughter was their mother. Nah, she's their aunt. No. You have to back off. I mean, it would be lovely if she came, but if she doesn't come, that's fine too. I mean, they're nieces. They're 5 and 7. There'll be other things. Their parents are there. Do you have nieces and nephews?
Yes. And okay. I've been one faithful aunt. I have
All right,
been.
But you probably have sisters and brothers who are not as faithful. You know, and it's okay. It's kind of a it's not exactly an honorary position because they're related, you know, they're kin. But it's not a crucial relation, especially, you know, she's 28, and it may just be that she wanted dance lessons, or she may feel a little bit jealous of her nieces, or she may not get along very well with her brother. I mean, a myriad of reasons, but going to a 5 and a 7-year-old's dance recital, if they're your nieces, is not necessarily a priority. So, I think you're going to have to back off on that one.
Could I ask you then if that breeds discord with our daughter between our daughter-in-law and our daughter because our daughter-in-law is pretty sensitive to this kind of thing?
All right, here's what I would do. I got it. Absolutely. Well, and there's another question here that I think we should look at as well, which is the move. What I would say to your daughter is, look, I understand that this is, you know, not a priority. Sarah would love for you to be there, and as you know, the nieces just adore you, so they would love to have you there. But one of the things you may want to think about doing is sending a telegram or sending flowers or doing something that makes them feel that they're special and that you're doing, and that'll take care of it. And in fact, not only will take care of it, we'll probably do better. All right, hang on, though, because I do want to talk with you about the issue about the move, because I think that's underlying this as well. All right, hang on for me. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at LegalShield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, LegalShield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years, and with 1.4 million families across North America, LegalShield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
There's a man named Dr. Joel Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on health care by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, take charge of their health, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects and more toxic prescription drugs. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government, big pharma, and big insurance manipulation of our healthcare system. I'm George Norrie, and I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare. Visit CriticalHealthNews.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes Lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I urge you to join our Critical Health News team. Go to CriticalHealthNews.com. That's CriticalHealthNews.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Across America, this is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Indeed, 855-99-37569. We're talking with Ann, who has, how many kids do you have, Ann?
We have two, one that lives here with us and the other one that lives in the state where we were born and raised, my husband and I.
Okay, so you have your daughter and your son?
Yes.
Okay. And does your daughter's going to school? She's not married, right?
Right.
And she has no kids?
She has no kids. She's had one serious relationship, and that one just ended a few months back.
Okay. And why is she living with you?
Well, she bounces around. She tried living away, and she couldn't afford it. She came mm-hmm. back.
Okay.
She was living with the guy. Then they broke up. Then she came back. So
okay.
she's kind of in and out.
Okay. Is she the younger of the two?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And how old is her brother?
Chris, our son is 40.
Okay, so they're, but same mom and dad for both.
Yeah, we just had a big 13-year gap between the two kids.
I actually noticed that. Okay, so look, so your daughter is, she's a baby, she's the princess, and you can, look, let me just give you a perspective, and then we'll deal with the issue about the move. Here's a kid who has got a big older brother that she figures she can't really live up to him. He's got a family, he's got, you know, kids, and she's kind of still bouncing around. She just got out of a relationship, which probably broke her heart. She's maybe in school and maybe in a kind of iffy school to begin with. She's still living at home. So she feels probably a little less than jubilant about herself. And the idea about going to a family event where her brother and his wife and the two kids are going to be the focus of attention and focusing on all the things she doesn't have, that he has an education, he has a family, he has independence, he has kids, could be a little painful for her. So if she didn't, so I'm just saying from her point of view, not to mention she's an aunt, so from her point of view, it might feel uncomfortable. All right. And I don't think you need to point that out. I think what you can do, as I mentioned before the break, is without trying to make her feel guilty, of saying, look, I get that you have another, you know, previous engagement, but the kids just adore you. How about if we all chip in, if you like. We send them some flowers or telegrams, you know, or something that says congratulations to the diva, or that that you give me a little bit of money, or I'll go and get some flowers and say this is from you, or you write them a little card or something like that. Because a 5-year-old and a 7-year-old getting flowers or a telegram or a card is magical, probably, and they'll remember that long before they'll remember whether she was there or not. So I would do that because that'll make you feel better about her. She'll feel better about herself. She may or may not do it, but instead of being critical of her and being angry with her, you're saying, I got it, that you're really trying to launch your life. And in the back of your head, you can have that kind of perception that I'm trying to share with you, that she feels second rate and a failure compared to this. And it's pretty hard to put yourself in that situation voluntarily. So if she opts out, I think you can maybe understand a little bit better than you might have, you know, 15 minutes ago. But I would give her the option of doing something kind of special that's not terribly expensive, that is cheaper than her. Of course, she probably would have paid for her airfare or car fare or whatever it is. All right. So let's move on to the issue about moving. So you and your husband are thinking about moving back to the state that your son lives in. And she says right. she doesn't want to go.
Oh, gosh. She and I just had a conversation this morning, and I told her it might be a dollars and cents decision. You know, I said, I don't know if you've got the wherewithal to make it on your own. I'm trying to show her that I get it, like you said, that she's
yeah, but
to
honey, let me suggest a slightly different way of saying that, of saying, instead of saying you're a failure, which is what she's going to hear you say, you could say, listen, we're going to move, and I understand that may leave you a little high and dry, so we can talk about maybe, you know, while you're in school, of subsidizing you temporarily.
Okay.
Yeah, because, honey, my concern is that your daughter already views herself as a failure. And she views her, you know, she can't live up to her brother, you know, he's already launched, and you know, I know you did it from the point of view of loving your daughter and being concerned, but what she heard was, Mom thinks I'm a failure.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So, and I think it's perfectly okay to go back to her and say, you know what, I was kind of clumsy because I love you so much, and I think I was just being a not very good mom at that moment, because what I really meant to say was, I understand that this decision may not be very comfortable for you, but as long as you're in school, your dad and I subsidized your brother or whatever, or had always planned to subsidize you guys while you were in school. So, I mean, you'll figure out how to say it, but the idea is to take that label off of her that she has already wrapped herself in, which is, I'm a failure. you know, I can't sustain a relationship. I can't live on my own. I'm not very good at school, and even my mother thinks that I can't make it on my own.
Mm. Well. By saying that we'd subsidize her, isn't that the same thing as saying I'm
No, because what you're saying, first of all, is as long as you're in school, and a lot of parents make the deal with their kids that as long as you're in school, then it will help you because school is an investment in your future, and we're willing to help you do that. But, you know, as long as you're in school. If not, I mean, look, she's 20, what did you tell me? She's 28 years old, yeah. And she's healthy, and so she'd get a job at Burger King and live with three other people like everybody else does.
Yeah.
Make sure she doesn't. Pardon me?
I mean, she's got what it takes to do a degree. It's not a lack of intelligence. She kind of wasted her first year in college, and then at the end of that year she was raped. And it really did put her in a hole.
Well, it does. Okay. Has she gotten some help about that? Has she done some therapy about that?
Yes, we went together.
I mean, I think she needs to do some of this on her own because she needs to deal with some of those feelings and have them not be public.
Well, and anyway, once all that happened to her, her whole college life, I mean, she went away to college. She came back to us because she couldn't face being away. And then, you know, she's been hit or miss with college. But she's got that core intelligence that she's funny, sharp. So, you know, I don't fear for her intellectually as much as I do. I fear for her in a way.
Emotionally. All right, let me ask you a couple of questions. First of all, she should go see the movie The Hunting Ground, which is, I don't know if it's out on DVD yet. We actually did an interview with the director about maybe a month ago. Because that idea of women being raped on campus is a huge national scandal that's being hushed up. So that may make her feel like, first of all, she's not alone. Second of all, I do think she needs to be in therapy, but maybe by herself rather than with you guys.
Okay.
All right. And I think that that's a legitimate reason. The two reasons why I think it's okay for parents to subsidize kids are if they're in school or if they have emotional issues. Hang on. Can you hang on with me for a little bit longer, Graham?
Absolutely. I appreciate that.
Sure. Hang on. We'll be right back. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercials,
commercials.
Just like the one you're listening to right now.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right, we're talking with Ann, who's got a 28-year-old daughter who's having some problems. And ostensibly the reason that Ann called is because her daughter has opted out of going to her niece's recital, who are 5 and 7. I'm saying, she's an aunt. And it turns out it's a little more complicated than that, that her life hasn't really quite gelled. She had a hard time going away to college, and then she was raped at the end. Was she raped on campus?
Yes. Well, okay. It was through a campus party. She was in campus housing. Yeah.
All right. The first thing I want you to do is listen. I was trying to think about exactly how to formulate this for you to talk with your daughter about it. And it occurs to me that the obvious thing to do is just say that you were really, that she knows that you were really upset about her not going to the recital. And so you called me about it. And I said, number one, back off. And her eyes are going to light up about that, because basically you're admitting that I told you you were wrong. Okay, so you called me, and I said back off. And second, and that here was Dr. Brown's suggestion that maybe you send her some flowers, send the kid some flowers, or a telegram, or a card, or something, because that would be even more important. And then, you know, I was talking about the fact of how, you know, she was still living at home, and you mentioned that she was really smart, but that she'd been raped. And I said that she should go see, she should go find the documentary that's called The Hunting Ground about exactly this issue. And that she's not alone on that, and that you and your dad, and I said that, that she really should be talking with somebody about it, but she should be talking with somebody about it alone. It's really her issue, and I know you guys want to be supportive, but it's such a private issue that that doing it with your family means you can't really talk about your feelings. As much as, you know, is this the only way that anybody's ever going to want to have sex with me? Can I tell somebody about it? How can I ever trust a man again? I mean, there's a whole bunch of things that she's going to really, or, you know, because maybe it was my fault because, you know, I've been drinking or that I was flirting with him. Or, so she needs to work some of that stuff out. And probably a female therapist is going to be a good idea for her. But I've always said, and you can say that I said, that the two reasons to subsidize your kids or to let them live at home, which is different than subsidizing, is if they were in school or if they had some psychological issues. And she's got both. So this is a perfect excuse to say, look, kiddo, your dad and I are going to move back. I mean, it's just, and it's not that we're choosing one child over another. We just can't afford to do this or whatever your rationale is. However, what we're willing to do is either, if you want to stay here, which it sounds like it's a great idea, we're willing to subsidize your living expenses for a while because you qualify under two of Brown's rules. The number one, you've got some psychological things that you really need to sort through. Not that you're damaged goods, but that you need that we'll pay for a therapist or that you can pay for the therapist and we'll subsidize you however you want to do it, and that you're in school, which means you're bettering yourself, that you're that and getting a part-time job may make some sense, and we can talk about that. Or you can move with us. But, you know, look, this is an opportunity, kiddo, for you to really sort of start anew. And you tell me how I can help you.
Wow, that's good stuff. Yes, thank you. Okay. That's good stuff. You always find the right words. I've heard you do it for other people, and now you're doing it for me. And believe me, it's taken an awful lot of fear for me to even call you, but
I
you put me in my ease so much. You're quite wonderful. Thank you so much.
Thank you, kiddo. And you'll have this in about, you know, a little while, in about 20 minutes or so. You can go to drjoy.com and you can download the whole thing so you don't have to remember everything. And don't worry about the words. You don't have to get exactly the same words. You've got the concept, obviously, that it's not that your daughter is damaged. It's that you understand that she's just having a little harder time getting herself in gear, and you're willing to help her do that. And just tell me how I can help you.
Thank you. I did take notes while you were talking, and I'll do what you recommended about. So you tell me if I go on the computer and I go like to Safari and I Google you, is that what I would do?
You can go to Google and just do drjoy.com.
Alrighty.
Okay, it'll pop up and it'll say podcast, it'll say listen live, it'll say send an email, it'll do Facebook, the whole thing.
Thank you.
You're most welcome. If you need any more help, you know where to find me.
I know, and I'm so grateful that you answered your phone so quickly. I really am grateful. Thank you.
You're welcome. That's thanks to Manny, but thank you, Ann.
I'm sorry? What
I said,
did you say?
Manny is the one who answers the phone, but he then sends you directly to me. So,
well, one way or the other, I got through much more quickly. I was prepared to sit and wait. So, thank you.
Well, you're welcome, kiddo. Good luck.
Take care now.
Thank you, Ann. Eric, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Good afternoon. Good morning. Good afternoon. How are you?
I'm good, Eric. How are you today?
Did you go to the Taco Bell to try the Quick Star?
Not yet.
Okay. Yeah, just wanted to say hello.
Well,
to you.
I hear what you're saying. The deal is, I'm doing the Snap Challenge, and I'm about. I started it last Friday, and so I'm living on $6 a day, and I don't think Taco Bell will fit into that very well.
You know,
so yeah, so I got to get through that first. But you're on my list of guilty pleasures.
Okay. Yeah, I just wanted to say hello to you. That was all.
All right, well, that's you're just checking up on my Taco Bell consumption, huh?
Yeah.
All righty. Well, I'll let you know. In fact, I will tell you, this is actually sort of Taco Bell inspired because, you know, $46 a day for a week, $42. So here's one of the things. And, Eric, in case you wanted to do a healthy Taco Bell, here's what I did. First of all, yesterday I did an egg, so a little bit of cheese, a little bit of leftover chili because I'd done chili and baked potatoes one night for dinner, and a little bit of arugula because I had everything mixes and matches, and what else? And I put it in the microwave for 2 minutes, and then I put it on a half of a tortilla, and put a little bit of yogurt on top of it. And that was my breakfast burrito, and that was pretty darn good.
Sounds good.
Yeah, it was.
And it's a combination.
Exactly. It's cheaper than Taco Bell. It doesn't have any preservatives in it. Well, there may have been a little preservatives in the chili. I don't know. And the chili is really salty, but if I were doing it on an ongoing basis, I would have made the chili myself because chili is not very hard to make. If I make chili on $6 a day, I'm going to be eating chili for 7 days. So I didn't want to do that. But I could make it. And today I just did a little bit of melted cheese, and tomato and arugula and olives and a little bit of yogurt. That was pretty good too.
That sounds real good.
So you can do this without Taco Bell.
Okay. Okay.
All right.
I'm going to cook that because I cook, so I'm going to try that.
Yeah, and the microwaving eggs is really easy because you don't need any butter or anything with it, and they come out and it comes out in a nice circle, which fits very nicely on a tortilla.
Okay. Okay. I'll try that.
There you go. All right.
Okay, well, thank you.
You're welcome. 855. You guys didn't know this was a cooking show, did you? Well, pay attention. It's an everything show. It's a, you know, let's make sure that we can help each other in any way we possibly can. If any of you are doing my SNAP challenge and want to call in with recipes and whatever, you're welcome to do so. All right, 855-993-7567. And I have the sense that maybe there are a whole bunch of you guys who are not doing this with me. No, is that true? Manny's going to do it with me. You said you will, right, Manny?
I kind of got it started already.
Yeah, well, that's you really have? That's great. What have you done so far?
Well, I just went to the store yesterday and bought a bunch of... A few things.
It's surprisingly difficult, isn't it?
Yeah.
It takes a lot longer.
I haven't used up all the $42 yet, but...
Yeah. Well, it was really interesting because when I said to the cashier at the store, I said, I have to stay under $42, and apparently she was used to people saying that, which was a little surprising. She said, just put the stuff you want first.
Yeah.
So, which is, of course, the way to do it. So, all right, we're doing it. And I went to get a cup of coffee. I'd actually done this before because I figure the coupons are legit. As I mentioned, I called up my mom and I said, Mom, you know, I'm doing this. And it reminded me of when I used to go to the grocery store with you when you'd take coupons, which I didn't understand. If you got a coupon, let's say, for 50 cents off yogurt, you're supposed to buy the yogurt. You were not just supposed to turn in the coupon if you didn't buy the yogurt. That concept was either foreign to Mom, either she didn't know it or she didn't care. It was just that she had, you know, $4 worth of coupons, and she had eight people to feed, and so she'd turn it in. And some of the cashiers would go along with her, some would not. And I can remember standing in line, listening to her argue, and not really understanding it very much. But it turns out that McDonald's, if I bought a dollar cup of coffee, and I found this coupon that says if you call this number and answer their thing, they'll give you a free either Egg McMuffin or Big Mac or something. So, coupons count. 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY. I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Zdanowski, author of Evology, trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential, reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z. 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Indeed, 855-993-7569. Nancy, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hello. Are we on?
We are.
Oh, I wanted to call. I was listening to the mom on the phone speaking of her daughter who's a student and who was raped.
Right.
And I think I have a little bit of help for her. First of all, counseling stinks. I think she should try a rape crisis center. Counselors don't know what you're going through. I went to several counselors after my rape, and I don't know. I don't even know that we know what is expected of us as we sit in that chair talking to somebody.
Yeah.
And the first time, my first visit with a counselor, he told me we weren't going to speak of the rape when I came in because he felt that I'd have to go home and think about it too much.
Whoa!
Yeah,
well, the first thing is, I would certainly suggest that in this particular case, that you find a female counselor rather than male counselor. And I say that very seldom. That,
right.
You know, I think that there really are things. In general, I would say that a male therapist and a female therapist should be equally qualified. But in this particular case, and I certainly don't disagree with you. You heard me saying that I think she needed to talk with somebody about it. Unfortunately, the rape happened like 5 or 6 years ago. So
it doesn't matter.
But your point is well taken.
I was not well for 3 years, and yeah. I don't mean that I got up every morning and I put on my makeup and I took care of my babies. I don't mean it in that sense. I mean that the fear that you live with comes at you from so many unknown areas
yeah.
that unless you have gone through it, that people don't realize it. You could be walking down the street and just jump because somebody passes you too closely.
No, I think you're right. Well, it's that rape is certainly one of the situations where post-traumatic stress disorder is predictable. So,
exactly.
Yep.
It took me 3 solid years, and I was a young mom with 3 babies. My youngest one was 3. And it took me 3 years, and I forced myself to go out at night and take a night class, not to learn anything, just so I could be out in the public again.
Yeah, yeah.
And it was like 3 blocks from my home, and it was a night of hell. But I forced myself to get back into society. I think if the young girl talks to somebody in a rape crisis, I think that might yep. be more help for her.
I think you're exactly right.
If that young girl's in school, her mother ought to pat her on the back that she can keep a solid butt in her mind.
She isn't in school right now, which is part of the problem. But I think your point is very well taken, that that a specialist specifically, as you heard, I said I thought she should be talking with a woman rather than a man in this particular circumstance, and that it's not a family matter at this moment, that certainly the family can be involved at some point, but that it's a personal matter. It didn't happen to the family. It happened to the woman, and that she ought not to have to worry about taking care of anybody else at that particular juncture.
Exactly.
Okay. Right. I think I'm glad you called. How are you doing? Okay.
I'm doing great. You know, like I said, it took me 3 years and to not stammer, to be able to focus. And I don't mean to make it sound like I was a babbling idiot, but you're in such a state of shock for such a long time. And nobody can help you, and you, I don't mean it like that. People can help, but for the most part, you have to forge on by yourself.
I think having someone that you feel understands you, I would encourage you to go see the Hunting Ground as well. I mean, I'm sure it will be a little uncomfortable, but the empowering part about it, and I use that word specifically, is women for whom this has occurred, who were not helped on the college campus, and sort of had to slug on their own, and how they basically got together and said, "We're not going to be quiet about this anymore." And I think there is to know that you're not alone, to know it's not it happens to other people, that sense of shame is almost inherent in it, but you're the victim, and there is that blaming the victim, especially in this particular, you know, if somebody gets robbed, somebody doesn't say, well, it's your fault for having, you know, flashy jewelry. But with right. rape, that your jeans were too tight, or that you've been drinking, or that you were, I mean, what is that? I mean, it's just really horrifying. And it hasn't, I mean, it changed a little bit, but it hasn't changed as much as it should have.
No, and not enough. And I am facing my granddaughter going off in a couple of months to school. And, of course, I had my daughter away, and I can't control them out of fear. So I have to find another way to make her aware.
Go look at see if you can. I don't know if it's available on DVD yet. Let me. I know because it came out. Let me see if I can find it for you. And to see the hunting ground. Let's see if it says it's out on DVD yet. In theaters. Do you know what? You can. I don't think it's out on DVD yet, but it's. If you go to the huntinggroundfilm.com, what you can do is arrange for a screening in your area or see if there are screenings in your area, and that may be very useful. And one of the sort of calls to action in the movie itself is saying that when parents are sending their kids away to college, they need to know what the college's record is about whether rapes do occur. Well, there's ways of finding out, and that's what the movie actually talks about, among other things.
I'll have to look at that.
Yeah, it's Hunting Ground Calls for Action Against Sexual Assault. And so the information is called info, I-N-F-O, at thehuntinggroundfilm.com.
Okay, I'm going to look that up.
Yeah, and I think that may make you feel like you're doing something that's not scaring your granddaughter and not, you know, not unnecessarily raising an alarm, but just making aware and what to do about it and what circumstances. Pardon?
Like you said before, this doesn't just happen to our neighbors. It happens to us.
Yes, exactly.
And every young lady needs to be aware.
Well, and not only aware, but apparently aware on which. For example, one of the things that they do is they talk about which fraternities, for example, are more prone to this kind of behavior and what schools. And, I mean, it's a very strong, important, not only indictment, but investigation, because it's one of those things, as you know, that when women are raped, what they tend to do is are quiet about it. And we know that it's an underreported crime. And we know that historically women have been, that their own behavior has been questioned. And this documentary is painful in some of it, in that they didn't receive help and they were questioned. But I think that there is that growing awareness that you can't sweep it underground. It's not the woman's fault. That rape and sex are not the same. So go take a look at it, and you can check it out on, as I said, online, and see about if I had a kid going off to college right now, it's certainly one of the things I'd want to know about before I sent my kid away. Nancy, thanks for your call and thanks for your help. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
Attention taxpayers, if you've received a notice from the IRS or state, do not ignore it. It's also a big mistake to try and handle your tax problem on your own. If you owe back taxes, it's a fact that the government has the power to take everything you own, including your home, business, wages, savings, and your freedom. But here's the good news. There's a special toll-free tax hotline set up especially for you. This tax hotline will tell you about new programs that are geared to help you dramatically settle, reduce, or eliminate what you owe. But you have to call now. Take down this number or put it in your cell phone. But call 877-345-7645. That's 877-345-7645. When you call, you get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate back taxes, including penalties and interest. You can also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you've been entered into a payment plan but can't make the payments. Don't make the big mistake in thinking you can ignore or handle your tax problem on your own. You can stop the collection process immediately at 1-877-345-7645. That's 1-877-345-7645. 1-877-345-7645.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.